Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's here, too, and I'm excited about it. I know you are, too. Joanna, as I told you earlier in the hour, is an original member of our Brain Trust, already celebrated a 10th anniversary with her. Couldn't do without her. She's the author of 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and boy, howdy, did she pull that off in her own life. And she's also the author of Winning at Customer Retention. She is one of the world's experts on customer care, and she's here to talk to us about how you and I can keep a stiff upper lip and our chins up and our chest out and make it through whatever is in front of us. Joanna Brandy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Joanna, one of the things that I've been doing lately is telling my audience that I don't know whether, you know, I've been saying and predicting that we weren't going to have a recession in 2008. I actually, you know, am not so convinced of that anymore, but I think it's more important that we not necessarily give it any kind of a name, because I think names don't really mean anything. But I do think we're going to be heading into a couple of quarters of challenging times.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we've got to, if we're going to be in, if I'm planning on being in business in 2010, I've got to make sure that I make it through 2009.
That's a great way to look at it. That's a great way to look at it.
So I don't really have a choice, do I?
Yes, you do. you do have a choice, but I do think, especially in small business, it's the person that's running the business, the leader, really has an enormous responsibility, because when we allow ourselves the luxury, and I'm going to say it's a luxury because it's easy, the luxury of feeling the fear, and there's a lot of fear out there being generated all over the place.
Succumbing to the fear.
Succumbing to the fear. When we allow ourselves to succumb to the fear, everybody else does. We give them permission to do it as well.
Yeah.
So when we come into work in the morning and I'm going to use this word, when we're vibrating, because, you know, we're energetic creatures, when we are feeling the fear and allowing ourselves to feel it, when we walk in the door, everybody else is going to feel it too.
And when you're the alpha member of your organization, you can't do that, can you?
Well, you really can't. You really can't. As a matter of fact, for a long time, you know, I do these CEO groups all over the country,
right.
And these are usually small to mid-sized businesses. And one of the things I've been telling my CEOs for quite a while now is that you need to stay in the car an extra 5 minutes in the morning, and you need to check out your attitude. You need to check in with yourself and find out, number one, do you have a positive intention for the day? What is it that you want this day to be, and how do you want it to go? And how are you feeling? Are you going to walk into the office in the morning, or the plant, or the store, or wherever you're going in the morning? Are you going to walk in there, and will people feel a positive person that's optimistic about the day walk in that door?
So you're saying take 5 minutes and have a word with yourself.
You got it, honey. Have a few words with yourself, as long as they're positive.
Yeah.
I
like that, because you know what happens? You wake up and you get ready, and you're thinking about all the dragons you got to slay today, and the alligators that are going to pop up, and the surprises that you're hoping not to have, and you can kind of work yourself into a little, as my mother used to say, into a little tizzy.
Well, you can, and you know, since I've been studying happiness, I now understand why we do these things, which makes it easier for me to bypass them. When I understand that's the primitive part of your brain, which is in place to protect you from the world.
Right. So fight or flight.
It's the fight or flight one. So when you go to that place, it's the brain's natural proclivity to say what's wrong instead of what's right. And that's perfect. If you are in a perilous situation, that's exactly what you want. But we really have to be so mindful of what that self-talk sounds like.
Yeah. And if you're If you're responsible for managing others, for influencing their behavior, and you're leveraging their time and as they give it to you as employees, and you're trying to, and your operation is more than just about you. You got all these other human beings that are out there making something happen on behalf of the company.
Uh-huh.
It's your job to, you know, even if you are concerned, it's, you know, you don't have to play the Pollyanna game. You don't have to play the glad game all the time if people know that things are tough. But it's your job to try to motivate them and not let them get hung up on your on what you're upset about.
Exactly. And there's, you know, I don't want people to think that you just have to put a big old smile on your face and walk in the door, because that's not it either. But it is about looking at the whole situation. And in reality, you know, when you look at the Chinese character or the Chinese glyph for crisis, there are two characters.
Mm-hmm.
One says danger and the other one says opportunity.
Yep.
So
it takes both to make that character.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And if you look at both realistically and go into the office, plant, store, wherever, if go in there understanding that, of course, we have something going on that could, it is a potential danger, but how we think about it will determine how we come out of it. So if we allow the danger to disable us, because, in fact, when that fight or flight system is active, it shuts down the thinking part of your brain, mm-hmm. the most creative part of your brain. So it's really a leader's, I think, not only opportunity, but I think it's an obligation to create what we call positive capacity in the organization, the
right.
ability for people to feel positive emotion, even in a difficult time.
Now, I've learned something in the last few years that makes what you were just talking about very interesting about the brain, the size of the brain. The creative side of the brain, the right side of the brain, wakes up first. It does. It wakes up first. It may wake up as early as 30 minutes. I mean, the left side of the brain, the logical engineer side of the brain, the side of the brain that says, what are you thinking? Are you crazy?
Right.
That side of the brain may wake up 30 minutes, 45 minutes later. And so my point is what I've learned is that you actually have an opportunity to let that creative side, the possibility side, sort of, you know, get some legs under it, get established, so that you can counterbalance the heavy-handed left side, which says, "Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? Nobody can do what you're thinking." You have to be able to balance those out a little bit, folks. Gonna take a quick break. Joanna Brandy's our guest. She's the best. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Here's Van Halen to take us out. Just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches and get to what's real. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, your humble servant. Bringing you lots of important information from our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Joanna Brandy, who, by the way, is all over both of our websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, the knowledge base, where you get small business answers now. Both of those websites, Joanna has contributed so much to them over the years, and Joanna, for that, and on behalf of my audience, we thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to contribute.
And your own website is?
CustomerCareCoach.com.
Can they find your books there?
They can find my books there. And I put up an interesting page recently. It's called ReturnOnHappiness.com. Because, you know, as I talk to people, as I talk to people around the country and I use the word happiness, people say, oh, you shouldn't use that word in business. You know, we're not in business to create happiness. And so I put up a little page that just kind of explains why I think we should be in business to create happiness.
So it's ROH, right? Not ROI, but ROH.
You got it. It's
I like
ROI.
That.
It's what is your ROH. It's
I don't understand people. I don't understand people who don't equate, who don't connect happiness and business. And happiness in business.
Well, because I think when people think about happiness, they don't think about it in its fullest sense. They think about, you know, smiling and laughing and having a party and that kind of. There's three faces to happiness. There's pleasure, engagement, and meaning.
How can you be resilient without happiness?
We can't. You can't, because positive emotions, the experience of positive emotion itself, gives you resilience. It builds your psychological capital. It builds hope, and it builds optimism, and it builds confidence, and it builds self-efficacy, and it builds resilience. So as you are, and there's a biochemical effect to experiencing positive emotion. So when you're feeling good, your biochemicals in the body change.
My attitude is, if we can't have fun, if we can't be happy, let's just forget about it. And that's why I go to work thinking that. I manage my business thinking that. I do this show thinking that. I'm a serious person. I've got bills to pay. I got employees to make payroll for. I got a lot of responsibilities. But, you know, why can't we have fun and do all that? And I don't understand people who think they have to be so serious. I mean, you can be a serious, and I've been saying this now, Joanna, as you know, for a long time, you can be a serious business person and still have fun.
Absolutely, and you are a serious business person. If anybody that gets your newsletter knows that you are a serious, I mean, your advice is spot on. You have a disciplined business mind, and you have fun. And that's what I think people really need to understand. But I have to tell you something. There is a genetic component to happiness. Half of your happiness is about half of your happiness is genetically determined. So there are people who, because they're sort of genetically on the grumpy side,
they're wired like that.
And, you know, I'm one of them, Jim, which is why I learn what I learn and teach what I teach. Some of us have to overcome that genetically programmed negative bias that we have in our lives.
Yeah.
And we have to work a little harder. So I have to be a little bit more disciplined about my mind. I have to be a little
Don't you have some kind of an exercise that you do about these things?
I have lots of them. I call them practices. But you know, you mentioned getting up early in the morning and the right brain waking up earlier. I have one I do when I wake up in the morning. It's called 7 Seemingly Impossible Things Before Breakfast. And I write down...
Only 7?
Only 7. And I used to call it 7 Impossible Things, but then some of these things started coming true, so I now call it 7 Seemingly Impossible Things. And before I'm awake enough to censor myself, I write down 7 things that on the surface would seem that it would be impossible for it to happen, and I write them down, 7 Seemingly Impossible Things Before Breakfast, and I'm watching them happen. It's really incredible.
Yeah.
Because before my conscious mind can get in there and say, oh, for God's sake, Joanna, you can't possibly do that.
What's the matter with you? Yeah.
Before I can do that, I've put that idea out into the universe. Mm-hmm. You know, I've sort of said, before I can tell God I don't want it, I say, here's what I want.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've said this many times before. If you will wake up in the morning, if you will consciously say to yourself, okay, I'm going to explore the possibilities of what could happen today for the next 30 minutes before my left brain wakes up.
Yeah.
And then if you come up with some good ideas, if you come up with some good perspectives, maybe some revelation you hadn't thought about before, write that down or make it stick in your brain so you don't forget about it. Because later on, the alligators and the dragons and the left side of your brain are going to try to hijack that from you.
You are absolutely right. And we are in such a frantic left brain culture.
Yeah.
That it's so difficult to find the small little not only the time, but the ability to let that go and to not be reminded of it.
Yep.
And you know, even going out, the best antidote to that is to go out into nature, or to think about something you appreciate, or to move deeply into gratitude. And although these things sound simple, they're extraordinarily powerful, because some of them, especially going to gratitude, actually changes your heart rate variability. So there are physical responses to the thoughts that you have that can help you get into a place where you're feeling happier, or feeling, if not happy, at least neutral, or at least pleasant, or at least...
And all these things contribute to your ability to be resilient, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you they do. Joanna, thank you so much for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Jim, it's always my pleasure.
Yeah, take care of yourself. And it's customercarecoach.com, right?
You got it.
Check it out, folks. Joanna Brandy, she's the best, as you can tell. Quick break. Stay with me. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.